I think for us, I think we have to be more consistent on the defensive end, you know, boxing out and rebounding, especially when we go up against South Carolina, you know, Asia Wilson and Elena Coates and those big post players. I think that'll be important when we go to Tennessee and play on Sunday. I think just being consistent defensively and then just staying patient in our offense. We know that we can score, we can get the ball in the hole, and so I think just staying patient.
What challenges have you seen that Alabama will present you guys on Thursday?
They're just a tough team that plays hard, and I think that's kind of something that we struggle with sometimes is we've gotten off to a slow start, and, you know, they're going to come in and play hard for 40 minutes. They're going to press us like Auburn did, which we struggled with in the first half, and, you know, they're just a tough team. You know, Coach Blair, he always talks about, you know, you can't sleep on anybody. You got to be prepared and ready to play every single game, and we're going to have to do that this week in practice.
How important will the start be on Thursday for you guys?
I think it'll be just as important as the Auburn game. They're kind of similar in how they do things and what they do. And so I think for us getting off to a good start and not turning the ball over at the beginning of the game, that'll be important for us.
So Breast Cancer Awareness Week, what does that mean for you and the girls in this game?
I mean, it's always a big game for us, especially with the history with Coach Starkey and his wife. So it's always an important game. We always want to come out and play hard and just try to represent for all those women out there who are struggling with that and try to give them some hope and something to enjoy. You know, I know Curtis's mom has dealt with that also. So, I mean, this is always a big game for us.
How's it been for you being in the starting lineup these past few games, and what kind of lift have you been able to give the team playing the minutes?
I mean, I'm kind of used to it. I mean, because there's only six of us really that he's rotating in. So, I mean, even in practice and stuff, he has me in there. But I think just being prepared. I got to watch Chelsea do it last year. You know, she started basically half of the games, and so being able to play behind her and like Courtney Walker and those type of girls and just understanding what my role is on this basketball team, you know, it's not for me to come out and score 20 points. It's just to do whatever the team needs to win.